Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Cryptocurrency, which we talk about, you know, obviously off and on here. Bitcoin is up over $1,000 today, back over 20,000 per Bitcoin. But, you know, this is something where it's trading at 21,000 and back, I don't know, right around Thanksgiving or so, it was 66,000. So the guy we like to go to here is Brian Kelly from CNBC, the Bitcoin Big Bang. Brian, happy belated Father's Day, and how's everything going, bud?
Hey, Shaq, how are you? I'm doing well. Happy to be on this morning.
Yeah, so I mean, for me, like, I saw the Wall Street Journal headline. To me, like, the smart money probably, you know, sells it at 66, waits for it to get down here, and then rebuys it, and then they make all this money, and the rest of us are suckers. So is this a real referendum on the viability of something like Bitcoin?
So a couple different things. I mean, one, I would say, you know, if you are not the so-called smart money retail investor, the key to Bitcoin here is the long game, and you really have to position size it. So I've been saying since 2013 when I got into the Bitcoin, take 5 to 10% of your overall portfolio and put it in the Bitcoin, and then you can survive these downturns like this. In terms of, is this a referendum on Bitcoin? It's certainly going through a lot of distress. What's going on in Bitcoin now is very similar to what happened in 2008 during the mortgage crisis. You got a lot of leverage, you've got a lot of bad loans, and so we have to wash that out. My personal opinion is that this will make it stronger. It'll make the system stronger, but we still probably have some washout here before we can really see the fruits of that.
So a couple quick questions on that. How much money has been lost?
In the billions, definitely in the billions. So, you know, there's been a couple hedge funds that one of them, I think, was in April, was about a $3 billion hedge fund. And I think they lost most of that over the last couple months, which is shocking. So it's been pretty brutal out there.
So, and then the other thing is, do you view it as a currency or as like an asset class?
That's a great question, because if I talk about Bitcoin only, Bitcoin is a currency. It's a pure currency. That's what it was designed to do. That was designed to be. It's digital gold. And that's really what you're speculating on, right? It's not there yet. It's not taking over gold yet. But if you're investing in Bitcoin today, you're speculating that, hey, it's going to take some market share from gold. Now, all these other things we talk about, Ethereum and people say DeFi and all of that,
right,
those are a lot closer to kind of an asset class and a lot more like what we would think of as a traditional stock type of thing.
Huh. Okay. And are some of these going to go away? Some of these non-Bitcoin-y?
No doubt.
Okay. So yeah. How
yeah,
do you...
No doubt. I mean, look, it's a lot of these things are way ahead of their time. I mean, I always remind myself, remember Pets.com back in 1999?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they went bankrupt. But listen, Chewy sold for $1 billion a couple years ago. So it's just a matter of timing and sequencing. So, yeah, I think a lot of these things will go away. But that doesn't mean that crypto goes away. I think it's here to stay.
We're talking with Brian Kelly from CNBC. Author, I mean, again, when you look at sort of the OG analysts here, I mean, Brian wrote the Bitcoin Big Bang, like 8-9 years ago. And so he's been following this for a long, long time. You know, what about people, for full disclosure, like, I don't have 5%, but, you know, I just wanted to dabble in it so it would make me look. And you can get in on some of these coins for very cheap prices. And you say, well, if it's a nickel for one of these coins, and if it turns out to be like Bitcoin, then you'll be a Bitcoin millionaire or whatever. So I put a tiny bit of money in a couple, and I'm just curious, for people like that, who it doesn't necessarily impact their net worth or their security, they should just sit there and hold on?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, I think that's right. I mean, the one thing I would say is what people should recognize, though, if a coin trades at a nickel, that doesn't necessarily mean it's cheap. It's you know, there might be a 100 billion coins, right? So, and the other thing I would say is it's going to be pretty hard to disrupt Bitcoin. I would find it. I think it's a low probability that there's another coin out there that's going to have the type of meteoric rise that Bitcoin did. So, if you're in it now, there's no reason to sell. I mean, especially if it's not impacting your net worth, you got to ride this out. We've seen these cycles before. We're probably closer to the bottom, than anything else. So, you know, it's not a time to sell in my view.
The other thing the cynical side of me just feels like if it goes from 20 back up to 60, I don't trust the system, right? I just feel like it's being gamed by really wealthy people. Like, to me, like, it just seems to go, it has gone historically like up and down in a way that I feel like the smart money, although you're telling me some smart money is getting wiped out right now, but it's hard to trust it the way I view it, because I feel like the smart money does buy it low and then dumps it high and then the cycle continues.
Well, right, but if you know that, now you can be the smart money.
I don't have that kind of money to be smart. I don't have the money to do that. But I mean, I don't think I'm smart enough, or I don't know enough to test the theory. But that's a fair point that you make. That, I mean, if I really feel that way, why don't I just buy it? Well, I'm not going to sort of leverage my financial future, my kids' college on it, because I'm not a millionaire.
Yeah, but you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to buy one full Bitcoin. You can buy $10. You can buy $1 worth of Bitcoin.
Right.
And so, and my whole view on this is why I say 5% is, let's say I'm wrong about this and Bitcoin doesn't have a future and it goes to zero and all your skepticism is right. If you lose 5%, it's going to hurt, but it's not going to change your life.
Right.
But if I'm right about this and Bitcoin takes some kind of market share from gold, and let's say, you know, if it takes 20 to 30% market share from gold, you're back over 100,000 again. So that to me could be life changing.
Is it difficult for places like CNBC and everything to know how much time to devote to stuff like this? Because it clearly has so much money in it. It's legitimate in that sense. There's so much money involved in it. But, you know, how much time do you give it relative to gold, the U.S. dollar, stocks, and so on and so forth? I mean, do they have that conversation?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, you know, I'm a hedge fund manager and just a paid day laborer on CNBC. So I'm not a producer, but I will say that, you know, relative to the size of the crypto market, I mean, it's less than $1 trillion now. Compared to other markets, there probably is disproportional coverage of crypto. But that's also because people are so fascinated in it. And you know this better than anybody else, Shaq. You know, if it gets clicks, that's what gets on not just CNBC, but everywhere, right? That's just how things work. So there is a disproportional interest in crypto relative to the size of the market.
Yeah, and it is, you know, people do want to read about it, that's for sure. The last question I have is something like Elon Musk talking up Dogecoin. I mean, how do you view that?
You know, listen, Dogecoin was created as a joke. You know, the entire point of all of these currencies is its network effect. Like, if you think about Facebook, right? You know, why does Facebook gain value? Because they have so many people using it. So to the extent that Elon Musk can get people to use Dogecoin, then there should be some value to it. But so far, it's not being used for anything.
Right.
So there's not a lot of value there. So it's you know, if he wants to will it into existence, and you know what, if he buys Twitter and makes Dogecoin the official coin of Twitter, it'll probably have some value. But short of that, it probably has nothing.
All right, BK. I really, you know, listen, to have your insight on this show is so important, and we really appreciate it. So thanks for coming on.
Always great to be on, Shaq. Have a good one.
All right, Brian Kelly. Excellent. Just really good stuff. The book is The Bitcoin Big Bang. You can see him on CNBC. He's not just crypto. He is a hedge fund manager, but it's just great. He knows more than anybody I know on it. So that's why I want to bring him in, because when Bitcoin goes from 65 to 21, that's a huge drop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.